I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Camp is a great place for kids to meet new friends and learn a new skill. Here in the mountains, camps offer crafts, rock climbing, kayaking, and everything in between, including science. So just what happens at a science camp? I stopped by a summer STEM academy in Jackson County to find out. It's the last day of camp, and campers at the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM Academy in Silva, are putting on a show.
This guy over here is safe with our patented product, the SE.
It's a STEM spin on traditional camp skits. Campers have created their own public service announcements around a theme, the Great American Eclipse.
What's a solar eclipse?
Well, a solar eclipse is when the moon covers the sun.
About 20 campers are gathered in a classroom on the Southwestern Community College campus in Silva. Small groups take turns performing or showing a video of the PSAs they created.
The eclipse is coming, here it comes. Put on your glasses and have some fun.
This is the second year SCC has hosted the free camp, part of a NASA-funded grant through the Smoky Mountain STEM Collaborative. Physics professor Matt Cass helps direct the program.
This year we went with an Exploring Your Solar System, looking at the sun because that's relevant because of the solar eclipse.
The best place to view it in North Carolina is actually Jackson County.
Jackson County just happens to be in the path of totality for the August 21st solar event. STEM Academy campers have been soaking up all kinds of celestial facts in a week packed full of astronomical adventures.
So what we've been doing is just phenomenal fun stuff.
That's sixth grader Avery Hester, who says his favorites were the field trips, which included a visit to Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute in Rosman.
Yeah, we've gone to Perry, which has the two ginormous satellites, and we had actually gone to App State, and they showed us around, and we did like Mars rovers. If we were like stuck on the planet, we should build a satellite, which we did. We just had a phenomenal time.
To light up this light bulb.
The fun factor is a serious part of the strategy to get kids excited about science, says SCC's Linda Parlett.
They see these things and it's wow, and they didn't know, and it opens a world of opportunity to them that they didn't know existed.
It does make some noise and it kind of pops and crackles.
A world that is right in their own backyard or on this last day of camp. Right down the hall, where just before lunch, campers gathered to see electricity in action with a Tesla coil demonstration.
Oh yeah, the Tesla coil was so cool.
Just one of the many cool science lessons, seventh grader Ashley Connor says she'll take away from her week at STEM camp.
Been really fun. We learned about planets and other galaxies that I had no idea that they existed, and asteroids, and the difference between a meteor and a meteorite.
What'd y'all think?
Yeah. Hands-on science and a lot of fun. And experienced camp organizers hope will spark an interest in the field, maybe even a career. At the Summer STEM Academy at Southwestern Community College in Silva, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
We're going to light up this light bulb.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Without any wires connected, there's no